Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is World Wide Web, Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Steve Cypress here. Gorgeous sunset taking place behind me. As usual, can't really capture it for you in the iPhone, but hope it's fantastic wherever you are. And I'm going to share the only seven metrics you need to track for your email marketing. And I've seen lists of 15, 25, 40. I mean, the charlatans, the fake gurus, you know, their goal, their strategy is to overcomplicate everything. So you need their help, and you need to pay them money, and you need to pay them more money, and then you need to buy some other software and some other thing or whatever. Let's get right to the point. If you're following me, you know I'm a simple man. I'm going to keep it real simple. Here are the seven metrics, and I would hold up seven figures, I just realized, but I got one hand holding up the iPhone here. So it's going to be seven. Seven metrics in order. So first one is what's called the bounce rate. This is emails that absolutely just did not get delivered at all. Didn't go to a junk mail, didn't get delivered, they bounced. The usual cause of this is because it's a crappy email address. It's no longer a valid email address, or maybe it never was the second someone gave it to you. Maybe you yourself have given a fake email address to somebody just because it says, in order to read this article, you must give your name and email, so you give a fake email just to read the article. People do that. But then if you do that and you collect emails, but they're bogus, you're going to get a bounce. So keep track of your bounce rate. You want to keep that as low as possible. And if you're getting high bounces, it's because that you're not cleaning your email list, or people don't trust you, so they're giving you fake email addresses, or possibly in rare circumstances, somehow their email box was full, or maybe you sent a large attachment, it didn't go through, it bounced because it did. But I'm just talking about general emails, right? Okay. Number two after the bounce rate is to check the deliverability rate. Now, there's a slight difference. These are emails that get delivered, but they don't get delivered to, they get delivered, the deliverability rate is which of the emails get to the inbox as opposed to the junk mail or the junk folder or whatever it's called, the spam box, whatever it's called, different email providers. So deliverability means what percentage of emails are getting actually delivered to the recipient's inbox. And if that's not happening, there's a whole host of factors to check there. I'm not going to go over all the factors to fix, but I am going to offer right away, you want more help from me, go to my website, thewowstrategy.com. You can opt in there, give me your email address, hopefully give me a real one so I can respond, and then possibly I'll ask you if you want to book a call on my calendar, and I'll give you a free consultation. No strings attached, no wingle-wangling, no, it's not a sales call. I will help you out further, because this can get very complex as we go through the factors. So you've got the bounce rate, deliverability rate, then you've got the open rate, which is not as easy to track as it used to be. Won't get into all the details, but you can't always completely trust the open rate depending on how they're reading emails or opening or not opening. A pixel has to fire and all that kind of technical jargon. But basically, you want to track how many people are opening your emails. And if they're not, a problem could just be that you yourself are not trustworthy. They see your name that you sent an email and they say, I don't want to open that. Or you've been boring. Maybe your last series of emails you've been sending them has been boring. And they're like, oh, another one from that guy. I don't want to opt out, but I don't want to click. I don't want to open it. I don't want to read it. Like, boring. But the main reason is usually because your subject line is not compelling them or intriguing them or interesting them or whatever you want to call it enough that they say, oh, that's what this email's about. Let me open it so I can read it. If they're not, if you don't have a good open rate, if they're not opening it, usually main issue, if everything else is okay, is your subject lines are not good. That particular subject, if you normally get a really good open rate, then you send an email, get a very low open rate, it's usually because that subject line, there was a problem. Get with somebody who understands email marketing, get with me, get with somebody else, I don't do it yourself, figure it all out, but whatever, learn how to write better subject lines so that doesn't happen as often. After they open, the next one you want to make sure you're tracking is the click-through rate. This is, are they clicking on a link you have in the email. So hopefully you have some reason to send him an email. You have some response you're requesting. Click here. You know, here's a new blog post I put up. Click here to read it. New video I just posted. Click here to watch it. Here's an article I wrote. Here's an article someone else wrote. I think you might be interested. Click here. Here's the newest product my company just came out with. Click here to check it out. Whatever it is, it's getting them to click. So the click-through rate, what percentage of people are clicking on the links in your emails? Now, of course, if you send an email that doesn't have, you know, a click here, a call to action, it's called, so that they can click something, then obviously that email is going to get a zero click-through rate. You know, ignore that. But in general, you want to be getting good click-through rates. The main culprits of a low click-through rate, again, are they don't trust you. They're not clicking on a link in your email because they don't trust you. You got a lot of work to do to build some trust. I can help you with that. I even have a client who's known as the high trust guy. I'm really good at helping you build trust as quickly as possible, even with total strangers. Again, go to the wowstrategy.com, free video there, and then possibly get on my calendar and I'll really help you out with this stuff. But so click-through rate, they might not just not trust you, or the copy, the words in your email might just suck at getting people to click. You know, if you just say, like the examples I just gave, those all sucked. You know, I just wrote a blog post. Click here to read it. That sucks. How about giving them a reason? How about I just wrote a blog post of 7 email metrics to track so you make a lot more money with your email marketing. It's a 2-minute read. Click here to check it out so you can make more money with your email. Well, it's a little better. Obviously, you're just, you know, flying off the cuff of my pants or whatever they call it here, off the cuff. But you really want to get your copy working so that you are convincing people why they should click on your links. Then you'll have a higher click-through rate. After the click-through rate comes conversion rate. So even if they're clicking, are they converting? Are they doing what you want them to do? So maybe you said, you know, here's the latest product that got fantastic reviews. Check it out here. Click. You get a good click-through rate. Lots of people click through, but then nobody converts. Nobody actually buys the product. Now you've got other issues. And as I said, this is going to get real complex, but there could be all the other issues I discussed. Plus, now there could be issues with that particular product, or is it a bad product to email list match? Like, you know, if my people get on my email list or run businesses and are interested in making a lot more money with their advertising, marketing, and sales efforts. So I would say click here for a free report on how to increase your YouTube advertising revenue, or, you know, something about marketing, sales, advertising, right? I wouldn't say click here to check out the latest gizmo to unclog your bathtub drain. That's so incongruent. I'm going to get a very low conversion rate, even if they do click because they trust me and they like my stuff. And every time they click, it's good. But then they click. Are they really going to buy from me, from my recommendations, something about whatever I just said, electrical, plumbing, something? I mean, I got plenty of clients that do that stuff, but why would you trust me by recommending something to do with whatever I just said? I don't even remember. I was just making up something ridiculous, something about unclogging your sink or something I said. So that might be why you're not getting a conversion. But usually it's just because you have poor sales copy. So they click over to that page on your website with the product, and then you're not presenting the product well, you're not selling it well, you're not explaining it well, you don't have, you know, enough details about it, enough testimonials about it, enough the reviews aren't good, shipping costs is too high. It could be a whole number of factors, right? But you want to get your conversion rate up. So when people click, they convert, they buy, they click to attend your event. I'm hosting a workshop on Saturday. If I say I'm hosting a great workshop, this will help you with XYZ, click here to come and join me, and then they click over to the page, and then nobody signs up. That means I get a zero conversion rate. I got people to click. That was good, but then I had a problem. Maybe just the language on that page, or again, it could have been incongruent. They're like, a workshop on what? I have no interest, or you know, whatever it is, or you didn't give me enough choices. I'm busy that day. If you would have just said, do you want to attend the workshop on either this day or that day, or this time or that time, what? Maybe I would have. You know, so you got to get your conversion rate up. Two more metrics to track. The next one is the unsubscribe rate. What's the rate that people are opting out of your emails? This is when they're really fed up. So they're not only they don't want to open them anymore. They just don't even want to get them anymore. You're just clogging up their junk mailbox or their inbox, and they're like, this guy is always boring, or I bought a product from them, it sucked, and they wouldn't give me a refund. I'm just going to opt out. I don't want to hear from this person anymore. You got a lot of issues there. It could be a lot of things. Again, can't go over everything here in a short video. So go to thewowstrategy.com and get on my calendar when I contact you. Say yes, and I'll help you out with lowering. This one you want as low as possible. Your unsubscribe, your opt-out rate, of course. And that has to do with, well, I guess I'll call it a bonus metric, but of course, I'm sure you're tracking your email list growth rate, right? So you factor in how many people are opting out, but hopefully you are attracting more people to opt in every week or every month or every quarter, however you want to track it, let's say weekly, so that you are getting a nice steady growth rate of your email list every week. And if all things are clicking, you just ramp up your advertising, your marketing dollars, and you're basically paying for more people to join your list because you can convert them into more money, which is another metric that it's not really just, that one is not really specific to email marketing, the growth of your email list. That's more a general thing. That's not just, you know, how well your email's doing. That's got to do with other factors, your lead magnet, your website. You know, are you relevant? Are you trustworthy? How good are your ads? How good is your marketing, your social media post? It's not really strictly an email metric to track, but you do want to have a good, healthy growth rate to your email list. And you also want to track the value, the revenue generated per email subscriber. Average, industry average should be $1 per month per email you have on your list. So if you have a list of 10,000 emails, you should be making $10,000 a month from your email marketing. If you're making less than that, got some problems. Again, get some help from me or somebody else. If you're making more from that, man, you're doing great. But that is an average. So, of course, there are plenty of people making more, making less. But you don't want to be making a lot less, then you got some real problems to fix, right? And so that was six of them, not counting those last two, with the revenue per subscriber that should be around $1 a month. And with the growth rate of list, you know, you don't even have to track that. I mean, you just track it mentally. Like, oh, look, my list is growing. That's usually good enough unless you're really, really serious about list building and putting a lot of money into the advertising and marketing to build it. But the last one, after the unsubscribe rate, it's similar to unsubscribe. It's a little more harsh. It's the spam complaint. What percentage of people are not only so upset with you that they're unsubscribing, opting out, they don't want to hear from you anymore, but now they're putting in an official complaint with their email provider. Hey, I never even requested these emails. I never consented to this person sending me emails, which usually is hopefully untrue. Hopefully you did get their consent. They did opt in to receive your whatever it was in return for giving you the email address. But man, if they get really pissed off because you did something, you know, they didn't like, or you're just so boring or so terrible or so whatever that they're so angry that they give a spam complaint, that's really bad. You want that to be extremely low, or you could just get shut off by your email provider and say, I'm no longer going to allow you to send emails through our server because you are a spammer. We're getting too high a percentage of spam complaints. And I don't know what the number is for the different providers. I have a client who's an expert in email marketing. I can connect you to him if you want. Again, go to thewowstrategy.com. If you get on my calendar, I can connect you to him. He'll know all these particular numbers, but they're usually, I think they're less than 1%. Like, it's just a tiny number of spam complaints, tiny percentage of spam complaints you're getting that can really mess you up completely. So that one, you want to make sure that's incredibly low. And again, that has all the factors I've discussed and more. You want to be relevant. You want to be trustworthy. If your subject line says, you know, this email is about the three ways to whatever, you don't let them click and open it and say, well, I'm just kidding, I'm just going to give you two. Like, you just don't do stupid stuff or unethical stuff or incongruent stuff or untrustworthy, all that kind of stuff. Just don't do it. Not to mention, you always want to be relevant, give great information. Really, it really starts with just caring to want to help people out. If you really come from the area of not, I want to make money by sending this email, but I'm going to send this email because I really want to help out the people on my list, the money will follow. Trust me, that's the way it works when you do it right. So those are the seven metrics that you want to track with your email marketing, plus a couple of bonus general business metrics I threw in there also. If you want more, I can help you if any of those you think are low, or you're not sure if they're low, or you want to get them up, even if they're high, you want to get them up higher, I can help you with that. That's what I do. Go to thewowstrategy.com, W-O-W, thewowstrategy.com. You give me your name and email, you get a free video to start, and then I'll contact you, or my assistant, or my AI automated bot will contact you and say, hey, do you want to get on Steve's calendar and get some more training, some more free information, or do you even want to talk to him or whatever? Just say yes, and we'll get on a quick call. It can't be on all day, but I will genuinely help you out because I love small business owners, and if that's you, I want to help you out. I'm sure you're aware of what's going on in the economy right now. It's not the time to be a lone ranger, so I can feel. I've been through ups and downs of economies. I can feel what you're going through during this really tough economic situation small business owners have been in for years with pretty much no end in sight, so I will help you out. Go to thewowstrategy.com and make sure you're back here again tomorrow. I'll have another tip for you on Throwback Thursday. So that'll do it today for World Wide Web Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Thanks for being here today, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.